Everybody, welcome back to Spocast. It is season 2, episode 2. It is Wrestler's Court. Everybody, let's bring some people in here. First of all, let me get JP up in here. What's up, brother?
What's going on?
Got the first. How was the week, my man? Nice shirt. All right, let's get your brother in here.
Week was good. Yeah, week was good. Can't complain.
Tommy boy, all good, brother?
All good, man. Voice is back to 100% normal, no longer dealing with the raspiness. I'm ready to roll.
Good deal, man. We got a hell of a show tonight. As you guys know, it is Wrestler's Court, public trial of Charlie Tiger. We're going to start in about 15 minutes or so. In the meantime, we have some things to talk about, some business to do. Let's get, what do you say we get Donnie B in here, you guys, so everyone can feast their eyes. Here it is.
I agree. Let's do it up.
Oh. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight you are joined by Judge 80's Big Underfaker. Oh, if there is going to be a wrestler's court, then the Underfaker will be presiding over the trial tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it.
Be big.
That is it. Special start time, 7 p.m. And guys, we have a little special treat. We have Chris, our boy, Dark King Sierra, is in the house. What's up, brother? Yeah.
Oh, please don't draw me. Oh,
man.
What an entrance.
Boston, it doesn't mean I can lay you down, woman, and touch your silky skin. Right,
I forgot about him when I put this ridiculous.
Love deep inside you.
Oh, man. All right. Our boy, so let's see. You are our courtroom artist tonight. Thank you for being willing to go to work here on a Monday night, brother. Let's see.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, not about the truth, so help me God.
Let's see what you got.
All right. Do you, JP, take Tommy to be your lovely wedded husband?
Get out of here. Let's see what you have.
I hope not.
What is this? Nope. You have. Show us.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Come on, show us what you have.
All right, all right. I thought that wouldn't be funny.
Let's see it. Nice.
Wow. Is that me? Man,
that's Charlie Tiger. He made Charlie look good.
Wow. Jesus Christ. I hope he's that generous with my outfit.
And besides, I did this when I just got out of the gym like about a couple hours ago.
Good deal, man. All right, so you're going to be coloring it in. If you could, bro, put your camera on it so we can watch as you color, and I'll leave you in a box the whole time and just have you on mute. And we'll check in with you occasionally if time permits.
But... All right, let's see if I can get this on correct.
All right. So we're all set, guys. So first of all, guys, I got to talk to you. There's a couple things I want to talk to you about. All right. Obviously, we have this big deal tonight, blah, blah, blah. But there's a couple other things going on. We just announced another match for Heroes Welcome, guys. So we might as well talk about that. Here it is. Let's put it up on the screen for you guys right now. It is... Sunny Kiss versus Christina Marie with Jim Molyneux. The first ever women's title defense. JP, what do you think, man?
We're setting the bar pretty high here for the first women's title defense. Christina Marie defending it against Sunny Kiss. I mean, that's a pretty big, challenger right there. I mean, if she retains, I don't know how we can top this.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting. And we already know that the Patriots going to be there. We already know we're going to get Live Danger's first ever tag team match. And look, they're sponsored by Redcon, everybody. Ooh. Redcon One. And now, JP, I think you have a little bit of an announcement to make about that.
That's right. Now, if you want 20% off all orders of Redcon, use our promo code, The Backseat Boys. It's just Backseat Boys. You can plug it down in the comments. I'll get in the chat in a few. It's just Redcon Backseat Boys. When you purchase anything, use our promo code. You get 20% off. We just got it. And yeah, we're a part of that team now. Boom.
Hell yeah.
So great. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so happy. A new sponsor for the show and for you guys. It's just incredible. Actually, we're in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about some other new sponsors that are coming aboard. And I honestly think this show is going to really take off over this next few months. I have a sneaky suspicion it's upward and onward.
Mm.
Well,
hard to take me serious with eyeliner on, but let's just do that. It was a good idea on paper. Yeah.
Highly likely.
Only a man with eyeliner like that can make a declarative statement like that. So you know it's going to be big if Big 80s Donnie B is saying it.
Love it. Love it. But here, look, this is what happened in the cage. This is Sunny Kiss staring down with Christina Marie. Look at the look in her eyes. And look at Mullino coming between them. You can see whose side he's on just by the way he's positioned his body. We should have seen it coming, man. Yeah. But this is going to be interesting. So the new here's Christina with one of her fans. And here's Christina, the new women's champion. So as far as I'm concerned, she's a badass women's champion. I'm scared to death of her. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens with her and Sunny.
And she was doing the trend belt pose, man.
Yes, absolutely. And then we announced another event, guys. Uneffing necessary. We're sliding into your DMs, your death matches. Tickets already on sale at SPO Wrestling. You're literally going to see your favorite SPO wrestlers doing a non-family show for once, and we're going to get crazy. If you know about my history and a lot of the guys on our roster's history, you understand. So that's something we wanted to announce. Check that out. And just real quick to the chat, we can't really check the Instagram chat as well as we'd like to. So if you guys want to be in the chat, head on over to my YouTube or my Facebook, and our live stream is there as well. And then you can hop in the chat and we can actually share it as you see us doing. So, and there's Chris. Let's just check in on our boy real quick.
It's looking good.
There it is.
It's great.
That's fire.
Good deal. All right, guys, I got to show you something. I was kind of off the grid today. I know you guys were reaching out and I wasn't available. There's a reason for it. I'm about to show you that reason right now. I'm getting proactive. I'm done getting blindsided. And, check this out, everybody, please.
Yeah, man. So thanks for seeing me. I wouldn't come to you if it wasn't absolutely necessary. We need a brother. We need family for this. It's getting out of hand. Dewey took advantage that I was inducting Trent into the Hall of Fame. And he went into business for himself at our event, man. We need an enforcer. We need things. We need someone we can count on, man. So I gotta come to you. Who else am I gonna come to?
You want an enforcer? Got an enforcer.
Yes. Once a backseat.
Always a backseat.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, that's awesome.
That's a beast.
Damn right.
Can I just say real quick, like, Matt Walsh looks like, if you guys have seen Tyler Mane, the guy who played Sabretooth in the first X-Men, he was also in Rob Zombie's Halloween. He was a WCW wrestler for a little bit. He literally, Matt Walsh looks like a modern day, like, you know, Tyler Mane. And that's no, you know, insult to either of them. But man, he looks like a killer. Like, holy shit.
I never seen him like that. I was at his home gym today. And I've never seen him in this state of mind that he's been in before. He is one of the most focused, ready, down for anything individuals I've ever met. And he's looking to make a comeback. Now, keep in mind, this guy was in Sheamus's class in the WWE Performance Center. He Wade Barrett's class. He was in Drew McIntyre's class. I mean, he was just he was just at WrestleMania as a guest of Barrett. I mean, he's got friends and he's been in WWE. He's trained by the WWE. And when Trent was near the end and I needed a new tag team partner, I went and I reached out to Matt Walsh, and Matt Walsh was there for me. I think Nate Stein actually recommended him, if I'm not mistaken. Someone did. I'm not sure who. But yeah, man, it worked out back then, but it was short lived. And now he's coming back, and it means the world to me, guys. He's got our backs. That's for sure.
That's awesome.
That's great. Such a nice fellow. Yeah. I remember he tagged with you at the memorial for Trent. That was the first and only time I ever met him. And he could not have been nicer. Just a nice, genuine human being. That's what I remember.
Yep. You managed us that night.
I did. Yeah, I did manage you guys. In a sea of humanity, most were dregs and just complete train wrecks in the building that night. He stood out just being a nice, normal human being.
Right.
And he was there for the right reasons. He wasn't working the Verdi, brother, like everybody else seemed to be. But yeah, man, nice guy.
Working the Verdi, that's over.
Remember we used to call it that? All the people that just happened to show up, didn't give a shit about Trent. All of a sudden there was a memorial show. They all just came running because they wanted to be on it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know Johnny.
Unbelievable. Well, guys, Charlie has yet to enter, so we can't start until Charlie's here. So it's only 7:12. I told him by 7:15, so he's technically not late yet.
There's a saying that if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, well, you know. So
the court, this will reflect in the eyes of the court.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. In the eyes of the jury.
I hope he's not forgetting. I hope he set an alarm. I should text him and be like, yo, just get on here. You know what? I'm gonna
go ahead.
We have a trial to do. This is the public trial.
There'll be a bench warrant issued for his arrest.
He said he's getting on now. All right. So here, let's
why don't we play that little video?
I was gonna say, yeah, why don't we play that little video? All right. Yeah. What do you want to do first? Video, then bailiff, right?
The video.
Yes. Yeah. All right, you guys, here it is. This is strap in. This is what we're in for tonight. This is Charlie Tiger, exceptional pro wrestler. Charlie is being publicly tried in wrestling court this Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern for the heinous crime of working young boys for trans money. Will Charlie be found guilty? Tune in to find out. Character witnesses, please come forward. That's this Monday on The Wrestler's Court. All right. If anyone ever watched The People's Court growing up, that was a dead ringer. But if you didn't watch it, at least you kind of get it. So, Donnie, we have to introduce who now? Our bailiff?
Our bailiff. I've selected a bailiff to restore order in the court and keep things moving. And if things get out of hand, this gentleman will come to your home and regulate you.
And here he is. Let's unmute him.
There he is.
I can't unmute it, so he's got to unmute himself, it looks like.
Unmute yourself, Mr. Bailiff.
There you go. There we go. You got me, guys?
Yes, Bailiff. Bailiff Stanley, loud and clear. Thank you for coming on.
No, my pleasure. This kid's late to his own trial. He's guilty. Absolutely guilty.
He's not late.
Well, So, Mr. Bailiff, Bailiff Stallion, we do have to allow some leeway in the court, especially for these young boys. At this time, yeah. Bailiff, I would like you to address the court and just pretty much give us a quick summation, if you can, about the proceedings that are about to undertake.
Literally. Well, all rise. All rise. Court is in session. The Honorable Big 80s, the Undertaker, Donnie B. It's the state of indie wrestling against the defendant Charlie Tiger, worst gimmick name ever, for being a whack ass mark. Get his ass in here. Let's put him in the chair.
All right. Oh. Oh.
Okay. What's up, Charlie? Charlie, I just want to say, first of all, that Charlie Tiger is a great name and you're doing phenomenal. And, regardless that I am the prosecutor, brother.
Prosecutor is always good. They always do good things.
All right. I'm basically on the side of the popo. I'm just telling you right now.
You're not going to cut me a deal?
How about two?
Man.
Nah, so I'm beating the case. Introduce yourself, Charlie, to people that might not know you, that might be new. Introduce yourself.
Listen, you're looking at me, the young bruiser. Like they got my full government on here because it's like an official court case. But listen, I'm the young bruiser, Charlie Tiger, based out of Philadelphia via Alexandria, 225 of raw tiger energy, man. I'm powered by the astral tiger spirit. I'm the local scramble king coming to a multi-man near you. I'm going to put all the competition down. But listen, they pulled me up to this what? This carny court? What's going on here, huh? I didn't even get no subpoena. Y'all just shot this on me.
All right, Phil. Let me bring in your counsel, Phil. You're gonna have to control your client already, I think. Don, yeah. Do you agree?
Yes. At this time, I'd like to speak directly to the defendant and the prosecutor as well as the defense attorney. We will have decorum in this courtroom. I do run a rather lax courtroom. I will allow a little bit of leeway on each way. I have read the specifics of the case. So if you're ready to proceed, Mr. Prosecutor, if you would like to open up the court with your remarks.
Sure. I would like to say that the state of independent wrestling tends to show in this case that Mr. Charlie Tiger did indeed use his powers of being a con artist and worker to actually try to entice new wrestlers that do not know any better to pony up financially and take seats in his car for what have to be really long rides. And basically my guess is at the end of the day, Charlie Tiger pays no trans money at the end of the day, and all the young boys pay it and don't even realize it. So we intend to prove that. We have some testimony as well as some character rebuttals that we have to get into. So thank you. If it may please the court.
Mr. Prosecutor, just quickly, I just want to clarify the exact charges against Mr. Tiger. Are they misconduct of a professional wrestler? Is it fraud? What exactly? I just want to narrow down the exact scope of charge.
It's gross negligence of morality when applying the wrestling business in a practical sense.
Okay. Are we including any type of indifference or depravity towards human life? Did he do anything to endanger anybody? Is there any self-harm or anything that was betroven upon these young boys in the car? In other words, was anybody else at risk during these travels?
Go ahead. You can answer, Charlie.
No. I'm not speaking to the defendant. I'm talking about prosecution. It's going to dictate the level of charge or the level of sentence that comes into play. I just want to know if there's any other bodily harm that was intended to anyone in the car, or was it all in good faith?
At this time, it's unknown if the said young boys took him up on the ride in any way. So we're going to have to actually wait to ask him when he gets on the stand, because he has not been very forthcoming up until this point.
And just for clarification in the court, the term young boys, we're not talking about actual young children here. Could we just get a clarification on the terminology?
New professional wrestlers who are still in training or just got out of training and are wide-eyed and look at someone like Mr. Tiger as a shining example of what to be like.
So, and also by the term trans money, I'm assuming you mean transportation costs.
Yes.
Up to and including gas tolls, overnight stay, food and beverage, anything like that.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Were these young boys intended to also cover any cost of food or anything that Mr. Tiger might incur upon this journey?
We're going to try to prove that that's a yes, although Mr. Tiger vehemently denies it.
So the state is contending that at some point during the night of this travel or the days of this travel, Mr. Tiger's ultimate goal would to be completely not out of pocket at all.
Correct. Mr. Tiger thought that he'd be able to do this 3-day loop around half of the country and actually spend zero money. That includes gas as well. The only thing he would have actually paid would have been miles on the car, essentially.
And was it his car? Do we know if it was his automobile?
It was his automobile. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very generous of my client, by the way.
Excuse me.
Charlie, Mr. Stamper, we'll get to you in a second. Please control your counsel.
So prosecution at this time, is that your opening statement?
It is.
Okay. I'd like to turn the court over to Mr. Stamper. If you'd like to introduce yourself to the court and tell us your position, please.
So my name is Phil Stamper. I'm the president of Wrestling Tonight. I'm the defense attorney for Charlie Tiger. But serious questions about the question of intent, the question of questioning the morality of Mr. Tiger, because nothing has been established for any kind of motive. No one has come forward with actual recognition of a failure to deliver any said payment. I have yet to see any evidence or proof that anything that has been stated by Mr. Kashmir has actually happened. So I look for predetermination for removal of all charges.
Well, at this time, the court has listened to both of your opening statements, and I do have some of the fundamental evidence in front of me. I have a few exhibits, Exhibit A, Exhibit B, the post, as well as the immediate conduct of Mr. Tiger in the lower left corner. And I do think we have enough to at least proceed with a trial at this point. So the motion to dismiss is denied.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Prosecution, you may call your first witness.
At this time, I call Charlie Tiger to take the stand, please.
Mr. Tiger, please raise your right hand. And I'm assuming you don't have a Bible nearby.
No, I got a couple in the house.
Do you have a copy of an after mag?
Listen, man, I'm Gnostic, bro. God's everywhere.
Okay. Just put your hand on something that resembles a book. Is there a book in the house?
Behind you. He put his hand.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. We'll go with that. I, Charlie Tiger. Do solemnly swear to tell the truth?
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth. Nothing but the
and
truth.
Nothing but and the truth. So help me.
So help me.
God.
God.
Okay. Thank you very much. You've been sworn in. Let the record show the witness has been sworn in. You may proceed, prosecutor.
Yes. Mr. Tiger, did this excursion actually take place?
Yeah. Yes, Sir Kashmir. I had two bookings. One on Friday in Worcester, Massachusetts for Northern Federation of Wrestling. And I did actually get the name of this promotion on the 13th wrong, because after that show, I drove out to Bloomington, Indiana for it was Rival Showdown Pro Wrestling. But my match was contested for the Omni Wrestling Championship. That's where the confusion happened there. But hey, I thought I could be a nice guy and, you know, and do something that, you know, I would try to capitalize on when I was breaking into the industry, you know, offer up a seat in my car for some guys to possibly, you know, get some networking opportunities and, you know, maybe get a match. And, you know, I mean, I was at that show, the guys who pulled up, they weren't booked, they got a match. So you never know what could happen, but I don't know where you're getting these baseless claims with no evidence of me trying to take advantage of people. I mean, it's ridiculous, man.
So back to my question, sir. So how many quote unquote young boys actually made the trip with you in the vehicle?
Well, I did receive an offer from, I wouldn't call him a young boy. You know, he's another peer in the industry. You know, he hasn't wrestled as long as me. But I did receive an offer from someone, only one person. The scheduling didn't work out because we did have the leave pretty early for the first show. So they weren't able to make it. However, I did have the different boy, Jimmy Lloyd, in my car. So if you want to consider him a young boy, I don't know. I mean, I'm probably younger than him in the industry, but,
No. But I did have the pleasure of talking to Jimmy Lloyd when you drove him to the Loud East event recently in New Jersey. And he informed us that you essentially had a fender bender in which you got out of the car, looked at your fender, yelled, "No dent," and then proceeded to return to your automobile and drive away. Is this true?
I didn't yell.
Himself and so we're going to disregard that question.
No, excuse me. I can answer this. Don't worry.
Mr. Stamper, you'll have your opportunity. Prosecutor, I would just like to clarify something. Are you indicating that Mr. Tiger committed a hit and run in the state of New Jersey, or was it in New York?
Hit me, bro.
Excuse me. Mr. Tiger, please, decorum. Are you indicating that he struck a vehicle and took off?
That is according to Jimmy Lloyd, who is unable to testify right now.
Well, then I must consider it hearsay. Excuse me, Mr. Stamper.
I'm trying to be the best guy here.
Mr. Tiger, I would ask you to please not incriminate yourself. At this time, I do not think I can accept that testimony on hearsay. If Jimmy Lloyd was here to testify to that, at this point, I would like the record to show that that has been struck from the record. I cannot accept that testimony. The hit and run.
Well, I would ask
based
you
on here, sir.
A large portion of my case depends on that hit and run being in evidence, Judge. I would ask you to please reconsider.
Well, Mr. Stamper, I would advise your client to listen. I instructed him twice not to say anything, and he literally just said that he was hit. So I'm going to go back on what I just said. I'm going to allow the testimony at this point.
Thank you. See that? Good looking, brother.
What's good?
Please don't refer to me as brother.
At this time, I would like to call, as a character witness, Mr. Griffin McCoy to the stand, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'll go to this guy's house right fucking now.
You know the vibes. You know the time. Top guy Griffin McCoy here, sworn in to give his testimony on the fight court of Charlie Tiger. And yes, I can testify that Charlie Tiger is a scheming, carny son of a bitch. I wouldn't even let this guy in my house at 15 years old because I knew that he was going to poop on the floor, stuff my toilet full of toilet paper, and use all my toothpaste. And guess what? He is a cheap, cheap tiger. Just because he thinks he's half man, half tiger doesn't mean he has to pay for things. Well, guess what, pal? This ain't the 1400s. This ain't scavenger hunter laws. You got to pay for stuff, pal. Can't take advantage of these young boys out here. Those are not the times. What dues have you paid, Chuck? What dues? All the times you're stealing wraps from Wawa and you're trying to get some kids to pay for all your gas money? Nah, bro. Justice will be served.
Your Honor.
Wow.
Your Honor, objection. There was no statement towards the actual charges, just his predilection towards a past event that smarmy bastard wants to apply to Charlie Tiger. There's nothing about the actual case that we're talking about today.
Mr. Cashmere, I'm inclined to agree with Mr. Stamper on this. I'm not really sure what that tirade had to do other than just to induce color into the character of Mr. Tiger. I'm not really sure it served any purpose at all other than to defame and make Mr. Tiger look like quite foolish.
Speaking of color on Charlie Tiger, should we check in real quick? How's it going, Chris Dark King? Show us.
What?
Show Charlie what you got so far.
Son of a bitch.
I'm 51,
by the way. I told him to have it ready the whole time. Look, Charlie, he's live sketching you right now. Now, it's going to come along. I know right now you look like a young Tommy Rich, but it's going to come along. All right, that's your courtroom sketch. Thank you, brother. Looking great, Chris.
You're welcome.
Exceptional work.
In the words of Uncle June, cannon fodder for cartoonists.
Excuse me, is that a member of the jury that's speaking? Who are you?
They're your wards of the court were speaking.
Okay, Donald. Wards. I thought that was Ward Tommy. Yeah, Ward Tommy, Grayson. Please don't speak until spoken to. Thank you.
Done. All right, well, at this point, you allowed in my Jimmy Lloyd testimony. You did not allow in my Griffin McCoy testimony. The last testimony I have is myself. I need to be on the stand for a minute, if that's okay.
You may, as long as you understand that you can't be cross-examined after you're done by Mr. Stamper.
All right, I'll roll those dice.
Let's go.
You may proceed.
So at an American Coliseum wrestling event at one of the malls, there was a commissary. There was a little bit of food in the back. It was catered, and everything was fried. It was French fries and chicken fingers and blah, blah, blah. And they just put it all on the table. And all of us went by and grabbed a chicken finger, a couple fries, and ate. Charlie Tiger had two complete plates that were both filled up to here. It looked like he had to lift from his legs, not his back. It was so heavy. Right. Show the plate again, if you don't mind. Yeah. Right. Right. I have never seen a human being eat that much food at a wrestling event. So take that.
I have
testimony for... So that's it. At this point, I have no choice but to rest my case, unless Phil has cross-examination.
I mean, so nobody else, you're saying everybody had something to eat there. Nobody else had as much as Mr. Tiger?
No one, not to my knowledge, no. And I'm talking by a big percentage difference, too.
So, did you not recognize that Mr. Tiger was, of course, in his bulking phase?
That I did not. Recognize
and
might be.
And two, again, I ask the judge relevancy towards the charges of today, not something that happened on a different event allegedly.
Mr. Cashmere, I am a little inclined to agree with Mr. Stamper. I do have a question when it comes to the abundance of consumption of this food. Was Mr. Tiger in any way, shape, or form expected to pay for any of this food, or was it free game for everyone?
It was free for everyone.
Was there a limit set on the amount of food that could be taken by any participant?
There was not a limit set.
And those who had access to the food, or the sundries, as we would call them for the court, were they the only ones on the show, or was anyone else walking through the locker room?
No, just the wrestlers.
Was Mr. Tiger a contracted professional talent for that show?
I believe he was, yes.
So if you wanted to, could you have also consumed the same amount of food that Mr. Tiger did?
Theoretically, yes, although I would never.
Okay. I do agree that it does show a certain type of gluttony on Mr. Tiger's behalf. However, I do have to agree with Mr. Stamper. I'm not sure that I can use that to weigh any kind of each way against, for or against Mr. Tiger. Therefore, I will take it into consideration. Yes, definitely take that into consideration. At this time, Mr. Cashmere, do you have any other thoughts, any other statements, especially when it comes to possible sentencing or what the state is looking for?
Your Honor,
he's rested. I'm just looking for sentencing guidelines. What exactly is the state looking for?
The state would like him to pay his penalty, and we're not looking to recuperate any financial damages. We just want him to serve his sentence. Something along the lines of a Bob Evans pro wrestling seminar of some sort, possibly followed by a Bob Evans meal with the biscuits and sausage.
And what is the duration of the Bob Evans training camp or course that you would like to send Mr. Tiger to learn some more etiquette?
That I'm unsure of. However, Mr. Evans does have similar tastes in young boys in his cars, apparently, because it has been brought to our attention that Bob Evans used to do similar things.
Objection, okay, Bob Evans. This is Charlie Tiger.
Mr. Stamper, I'm going to get to that. I just want to clarify something. You just said that Bob Evans has similar taste in young boys. Could we just clarify that statement just so we don't get into any kind of trouble?
No.
As far as the trans costs go?
Yes. Bob Evans, from what I've heard, has been known to put up things like this, probably where Charlie saw it, to ask people to do a ride share with him in the past, is what I've heard. Apparently he's survived. I mean, to me, that might as well be hitchhiking, but apparently he survived.
So basically what you're saying is, in addition to looking for rideshare, Mr. Tiger has been known to virtually panhandle. Has he ever started a GoFundMe for anything that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of. There may or may not be an OnlyFans, but I can't right now. I'm not sure.
Objection to object. Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Well,
I know that again, relevancy.
Mr. Cashmere, at this time, does the state have any other evidence in the case of Charlie Tiger versus the state of independent wrestling?
At this time, the state rests.
Okay. Mr. Stamper, you've heard what has gone on here so far and what's transpired. It is now your opportunity to defend your client. You have the chance to call any witnesses or maybe go back to any witnesses that were priorly called before this case.
May we speak with Mr. Jimmy Lloyd?
Is he here?
He is not.
Maybe speak with Mr. Griffin McCoy.
He is unavailable. I had to do my due diligence, as I think you may have wanted to have done this past week, in order to get what I got.
So the attempt is to try to prove that someone is guilty, because somebody is innocent until they are proven otherwise. So I don't have to prove innocence because you've yet to prove any kind of guilt. Instead, you want to try to imply that the things that Bob Evans has done are the things that Charlie Tiger has done. I'm very allegedly. I am very confused here by the attempt to accuse the very quality of character of my client on things that you are only alleging that he's done with no evidence towards anything that you were trying to say that he did this past weekend. We didn't hear a statement from Mr. Jimmy Lloyd. We're having to go on your word, sir, your good word, that Mr. Lloyd made a statement of some kind to you about actions that may or may not have occurred this past weekend, which my client has not admitted to.
Fair enough.
I'm very challenged by this.
Well, let us keep in mind that it is a preponderance of the evidence in this type of case that is not beyond a reasonable doubt. Therefore, the burden of proof is only 51%. So all that the prosecution has to do is prove by 1% more than half that this action probably took place. You don't need hard evidence. This isn't beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the measure of proof that this court is going for. With that being said, I would like to ask Mr. Tiger on behalf of the court. Mr. Stamper, would you mind if I ask your client a question?
Please, sir.
Mr. Tiger, what was the total cost of the journey this past weekend, roughly out of your pocket, would you say, to complete this 3-day loop?
Are you talking about gas or food?
The whole thing. From when you set out on the journey to when you return home, how much money did it cost approximately to get you to and from your events?
And do you mean total net or gross?
The net. What did it cost you to accomplish this 3-day loop?
So even after, like, you know, like what I made?
No.
No, I don't need to know what you made. What did it cost you to get in the car, tolls, gas, to go to this event?
Okay, so only the expenses, not the net.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And food too?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a problem because I eat food, but
well, let's leave food out.
I'd say at least $400. At least $400.
And how many individuals were in the car?
Just two.
Okay. And did they pony up their fair share?
Nah, man. I took care of it all because I'm a G.
Wow.
Okay. Well, Mr. Cashmere, you heard what Mr. Tiger just said.
Yeah,
bro. The two young boys in question, how long have they been working? How long have they been wrestling?
Lloyd's not a young boy. Lloyd's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Great. I didn't know that was one of the gentlemen in the car.
None of the young boys took him up on it, is what it, they all knew. They were swimming by. The minnows were swimming by. They
so
saw
wait a minute. We're accusing my client of things that didn't actually happen. And now you're saying, well, they people didn't get swindled by him because they knew better. But there's no proof that anything even ever happened, Johnny.
Well, I think the assertion, if I may, Mr. Stamper, I think the assertion here is basically the attempt to swindle the young boys rather than the actual attempt. It would be if we prevented someone watching them get drunk all night at a bar and we prevented them from getting in the car and driving away. So I think the attempt at maybe swindling some of these young men out of their money is what's at question here. And that's what I have to decide, preponderance of the evidence so far, the evidence that I have, I'm sort of split. So I might need a closing statement from Mr. Cashmere and Mr. Stamper, just to kind of put a bow on this, and then I can render my decision.
Well, as we've seen Charlie's behavior here, just in the court, it is exemplary of what we see in locker rooms across the country. And now it is oozing out of locker rooms into the car ride to the event. And it's just unacceptable. And the court has to step in and has to give some sort of a reprimand, some sort of a rehabilitation for this man, because that's what the state does.
Okay, Mr. Stamper?
I mean, I think everything here has been completely unfounded, completely unfair. You're judging the character of my client based on nothing but rumored innuendo and things that happened 15 years ago from a con man himself in Griffin McCoy. So I don't believe there's a case to stand on, Your Honor. And I ask for all charges to be dropped.
I do want to go to my bailiff really quick. Bailiff Stallion, you've sat here the entire time and I've noticed that you've been staring at the screen at Mr. Charlie Tiger. What are your thoughts just as what you've seen here from Mr. Tiger during this court and the way he's handled himself in front of the state?
Well, I think he's listening to his attorney who doesn't know his ass from his elbow, because attempted murder is just as serious as murder. And I believe if a young boy did take the bait, I think he would have charged him trans, because who the hell drives 5 hours to Massachusetts to drive another, 16 hours to Bloomington, Indiana? And the two shows, you're not a road warrior, bro. Road warriors made money. Your pay couldn't cover your trans. So he's definitely looking to swindle somebody. It was an attempted swindle. If he got the bites, he would have hooked the fish.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Stallion, take that into account. Mr. Tiger, I would remind you to have a little more decorum, please, in the court. We've respected you during this trial. Please have respect for us.
All right. Fair
Thank
enough.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry.
Okay, at this time, I think I'm ready to render my decision if the state and the prosecution, the state and the defense attorney are ready.
Yes.
Having listened to this trial for the last half hour or so, and I have to say I've taken abundance of the testimony into account. I've weighed the evidence. And while I do think that Mr. Tiger's heart was probably in the right place when he started this, I do think there was some attempt to try to swindle some young wrestlers out of some valuable currency. I don't know how much. I don't know how much he was trying to get. But I would say at this time, due to a preponderance of the evidence, I have to find Mr. Tiger guilty.
Yes. Sorry.
And no, Mr. Cashmere, I do have to say, I do think there's hope for Mr. Tiger. That's going to weigh in my sentence. And I think he can be rehabbed. I think he can use this as a learning opportunity. Mr. Cashmere, I believe there's a show coming up in May, correct? May 19th?
Correct, yes.
So what I would like to do is, and if it's okay with the defense attorney, I would like to sentence Mr. Tiger to a 8-week intensive course, 3 nights a week at the Bob Evans Training Academy up in Massachusetts, where he'll learn how not to get over, how to get himself booked everywhere he can. I like Bob, so I think Bob's a great teacher, and I think this is going to do a world of good for Mr. Tiger. And the thing is, I want him not to use an automobile. I want him to take public transportation there and back if he can, 3 nights a week. And that's my ruling. And when it's done, I would like to see Mr. Tiger show up May 19th and turn over a new leaf. And you can get me an update on his progress then.
The Charlie, court is ruled. Charlie, do you accept that? And are you going to show up, or are you going to go on the lam and we have to put out a wanted poster?
Well, you know what, man? If you're all going to pay for it, just give me some free classes, man. Whatever, man. That's cool. I'll do it. Get myself
really?
Yeah. If you're going to pay for it, huh? Just free class, man. That's cool.
Oh, no. You'll have to pay for it.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately. And it's $400.
Man, payable tonight.
Money, bro. What are you talking about?
Well, your only other option is to go on the land.
You're
going
to make me spend money that I didn't even try to swindle people for on like something I didn't even – like what? This is crazy, Charlie, man.
Okay, we'll figure, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Mr. Stamper, please control your client. Mr. Stamper, please control your client.
I'm going to figure this out.
I muted Stamper. I muted him because he's okay. So, Charlie, listen, that's it, man. It's either that or you go on the lam. Done. Let's see what he chooses. Unbelievable.
Well, I did get a last-minute bit of a confirmation. Where'd he go?
He left. Okay, he's not in here anymore. He's on the lam.
Well, like I said earlier, if Mr. Tiger decides not to abide by the court's ruling, then a warrant will be issued for his arrest, and I will ask that he be brought dead or alive to the building on May 19th for your next event. And Mr. Stamper, I would like you also to be there if you could, if you can, to make sure your client is there on May 19th.
And we have the bounty hunter. If we need to, we will get him there on the 19th.
Okay. So with that, the court is now adjourned. Mr. Bailiff, would you please take us home?
Yes, court is adjourned. All rise and respect the honorable Big 80s, the Undertaker, Donnie Bucci.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Donnie, if you want, I'll just show up on the 19th and give him the stiffest fucking chokeslam he ever had in his life. You can send him to that.
You can take my spot.
Yo, let me tell you something. Charlie's one of the legit toughest guys I ever met in my life, man. You'll see on the
19th. I legit really like the guy, man. Now I kind of get why Dreamer likes him. I do, you know.
Oh yeah.
And for some reason, I really want to get chicken tenders now at a Cracker Barrel. So I don't know why.
That's your plate's full.
I'm gonna pay for him though.
Two slices round of pizza.
Round of applause for our first court case, everyone.
That was good, guys.
Done, and there it is. Let's see the finished product.
Wow.
Yes.
Hopefully
that,
we don't see
that. That looks like a mugshot.
Yeah.
Charlie Tiger. Look at his middle fingers. Yeah, you definitely got him. Good deal, man.
I'd like to see, fellas.
Thank you, Chris Dark King.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. You know it. Love you always, man. Have a good one.
Real quick, guys. I'm telling you, like the last 2 or 3 days, I mean, I was inundated with people asking about this tonight, and just everybody wanted to get in on. And they actually had a great idea. They said, "Why would this be the only court case we did? Why nobody else is doing anything like this on a podcast?" They said, "Why don't you just have this as a semi-regular feature?" And I'm inclined, as you guys would, to have Mr. Stamper and Mr. Cashmere as the prosecutor and defense attorney for several other people. So if there's other people out there that want their cases heard on this court, just let us know. We could definitely do it again.
We could bring your brother up on a lot of shit, Donnie.
We'd be here, for 6 months.
Ruining our podcast to teach a finance course that just took place a couple of weeks ago. are you kidding me?
Yeah, but it led us to this.
Fucking kidding? Yeah, I know. But no. Oh, good thing, moron! Actually, he's the worst. He wanted to play. He wanted to be a murder victim in the Christmas murder mystery buffet. That's what it is. Well, my God!
Thank you so much, Mr. Bailiff, for joining us tonight.
Yeah, guys, and guys, appreciate you guys having me on. I'm gonna go get something to get back on the road, guys. Be well, man.
Thank you, buddy. There goes Stallion the Bailiff. But yeah, man, nice. That was a lot of fun, dude. I think we actually accomplished something. Everybody had a good chuckle. They could listen to it. I thought it was pretty well done. And anybody out there who saw that or listened to it, if you want your court case, if you have an idea for another case, just please put it forward. As we all know, in wrestler court, it needs to come back in some fashion. I'm not joking either. I really do think, I'm not talking about like the old days, but I do think there needs to be a level of accountability when it comes to guys today, instead of just running ruckshaw everybody. I think Mr. Tiger's heart was in the right place, but obviously it struck a nerve with a few people. I did get some shoot emails and other stuff too, from people that were questioning his motives. Yes, JP and Tommy, what'd you think? My wards of the court.
I mean, you said it best. You know, his heart was definitely in the right place, but you know, I think justice has to be served. And if he doesn't want to do the time, then he's, you know, gonna have to pay for the crime.
I think that you know, Charlie Tiger, he provided himself as good of an argument as one Tiger possibly could, but you know, at the end of the day, temptation and pressure just, you know, it got him rattled in his cage. And you saw what happened the second any type of accountability was dealt, he bounced. So Charlie Tiger, we hope you show up. Heroes welcome, and, man. No.
Yeah, we're witnesses to you know, that story at the mall at American Coliseum, as far as, you know, where the food comes and goes. And, you know, I must say, I am impressed, but at the same time, I feel sorry for those who were left with no food.
Those two plates, you know, will forever live in infamy, because I probably make references to my brother in Kashmir about once a month, just about, hey, remember when he walked at the Galleria and it was fries on top of pizza on top of tenders? It was, you know, real spit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, had to make the most out of, you know, that day. And I get it, you know, long car rides, you know, and, you know, again, you got to make the most of this, but everyone has to eat. And that's important, you know. You can't have seconds until everyone eats.
Mm-hmm. So thanks, fill me Bill. In on Mr. Tiger. Where exactly does he wrestle? Like everywhere? Is he just a regular indie guy? I don't really know much about him.
He does some GCW, some JCW. He's around, man. He's
definitely got something to him. Like he definitely has a weird charisma about him.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
He's somebody you want in the locker room just because you know you're always going to laugh or have a story about Charlie that day. Just in even if it's just the conversation that you have with him, it's like, oh, he popped the shit out of me, just like, you know, with whatever.
Well, I mean, listen, 2 hours ago I sent the link to Tommy Dreamer and he responded back, I like Charlie.
Yeah. I mean, I watched
unprompted
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Charlie's good, man. His whole group is good. And Griffin McCoy. Yo, he's an amazing wrestler. Just got back from Germany, victorious in Germany. And I've trained with him down in New Jersey a few times, and he runs training. I mean, he really is good at what he does. So if we need a bounty hunter to go after Charlie, who better to have than someone like him who's known him his whole life?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he has to take the course and then show up on the 19th.
Yep. What do you think, Phil? Thank you for everything. I muted you as a joke, like for a second, and then forgot to unmute you. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. As a joke.
So sorry, dude.
Any chance you can get to shut me up, I'm sure you'll take it.
No.
Thank I could you, not man. Control myself think? In there at certain times.
No, it was funny, man.
Yeah.
It was Charlie's funny. Charlie's
I
on
had,
the land
I had
right
to
now.
Mute myself.
I mean, every now and again, I hear a giggle. I'm looking around like, who the fuck is laughing?
Yeah. The tiger is on the lamb, guys. That's crazy. But real quick, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say my favorite part of that was just whenever you zoomed into Donnie and you had the close up of the big 80s. You know, I got some good. I got some good screenshots. You know, I'm looking forward to it.
Good deal. That'll be good.
I have just real quick
a lot of fun.
Some pictures that I forgot to show last week, guys. I just want to show before we end. We'll end it on a positive note, everyone. So we got to see Lou DeAngeli. Last week.
Big fan of Lou. Love Lou.
Signed Guy Dudley. Yeah, it was awesome seeing him. And I love his hat. And in the background, you can see Missy Hyatt there, actually.
Shouts out to Missy.
And who's that? Is that OVW girl on the right?
Haley J.
Yeah, she was there.
It might be. I know she was there, and she was her and Amazing Maria were also at the Collective. I did see them.
Yeah. And then, guys, I have no choice but to do this. I have to put it up there. New tag team champions. Do you know, just seeing them with those belts actually makes me get chills up and down my spine. It's disgusting. I can't stand it.
Well, do something about it.
Say on the bright side, maybe they won't have them for long.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
Yeah, we're going to present this. About that. This is going to be presented to Channing Decker in the ring to open up the May 19th event. So I'm
beautiful.
That's I don't want to be the guy to hand it over, but whoever our new GM is going to do it. So that's going to be interesting. But guys, thank you for everything. I think it was a great night tonight. It was funny as hell. I loved Charlie. Some of his eating during it was awesome.
It was great. Everything was great.
If you're only listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify or Amazon, check out YouTube Undermine Johnny Cashmere or Facebook or Instagram and watch it so you can actually see everything as it unfolds. But yeah, so thanks guys for being a part of it and for coming in early. We're actually wrapping up before 8 o'clock tonight, guys. That's bang.
Nice. So, all right. Yep. Thank you so much, guys.
Go catch yourself some, you know, Monday Night Raw and yeah, stay tuned until the next one.
Yep. And remember to get your Redcon 1 with code Backseat
Boys. Backseat Boys. Yeah. Use that to get 20% off.
And don't forget, tickets are now available for SPO Heroes Welcome and SPO Uneffing Necessary. That's two shows we're running right now back to back in May and June. Tickets on sale for both at SPOWrestling.com.
Yep. And we announced our July date back in Burlington, July 21st. So add that to your calendar. Tickets are not on sale yet for that, but Ringside is on sale for our two other upcoming events. Thank you all for everything. Phil, thank you. Love you, brother. Love all you guys. And I guess that's a wrap. Court is adjourned.